I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She thought the head of OC Fashion Week was a bad, bad girl, and he lives in a Brad, Brad world. It's Watch What Happens Live with Bronwyn Wyndham Burke and Gary Jannetty now. Andy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse following an episode of Orange County with an epic mic drop on Kelly's chin. I thought my clubhouse had seen it all, but my first guest, Love Shack, probably has more stories to tell. Please welcome, making her clubhouse debut, Real Housewife of Orange County, Bronwyn Wyndham Burke. Hey, Bronwyn. Making a great impact on your first season on The Housewives of Orange County. Yeah. And my next guest is one of the writers of Family Guy, whose debut book out today is called Do You Mind If I Cancel? Things That Still Annoy Me. So it's worth celebrating the fact that he showed up tonight. The book is so funny, you guys. It is the best read. I loved it. I love him. It's Gary Jannetty. Hey, Gary. Good to see you. I mean, look, I should also mention you are one of, I love running into you in the beach in the Hamptons.
I know, I do too.
We go so deep about the Housewives so fast.
We go so deep so fast.
You're a great Housewives fan.
I know.
What are your reactions to Bronwyn, who's having a great freshman season?
I was actually so happy when I found out I got Bronwyn. I was like, oh, thank God it's Bronwyn.
Anyone that you would have been scared to be with from OC or a little?
Vicky,
okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well.
I would have been scared.
Okay, well, I'm really excited. And Bronwyn and I just met for the first time.
I know.
So I'm excited to finally
meet you. A few minutes ago.
Yes. Behind the bar, he's taking a break from selling New York property to getting us a properly drunk. From Million Dollar Listing New York, it's Tyler Whitman. Hey, Tyler. Yeah. Good to see you. No great fan of Ryan Serhant, are you?
I mean, I think he likes me a little more than I like her.
Okay, very good. Want to get started? Welcome your husband here tonight. Never met an accessory you didn't like. I knew you would have a statement necklace on.
Can't leave home without it.
There it is.
Well, you look great. It's great to meet you. By the way, Gina went platinum blonde, and it was clear that at least one person was not a fan. Check it out.
Come on over here. Let's rinse you.
This color is so good, Gina.
All right.
Okay.
Open the eyes. The vibes.
It's so pretty.
Hi.
Hey!
You look so different.
I was like a last minute thing.
When you're going through a divorce, ladies, you don't change your hair. What you really end up doing is making yourself look really ugly. Case in point, Gina, Exhibit A.
All right, guys, Gina's hair transformation inspired our first poll of the night. Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, Gina's long platinum locks, love it or leave it? Where do we weigh in here, Gary?
Leave it.
Leave it. Okay, yeah. Leave it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Leave it. I have to say the one thing I love about Kelly Dodd is she says what everyone else is thinking.
There you go. Looks like you guys, this would be something of a landslide. All right. Shannon's daughter hit the runway tonight, but it seemed like Shannon was more excited to strut her own stuff. Watch this.
Isn't it more like this?
I mean, it's got to be more of a pop. Like this. Peace out. I don't even know what I'm doing, but I'm just going to go. Bam!
Okay, go to WWHL.TV. We want to know on a scale of 1 to 10, how good is Shannon's runway walk? 10 is the best. Where do you stand on this?
2?
A 2.
What?
How about you?
No, she's a 10. She's
really?
A 10.
That was not a good runway walk.
Shannon was on fire that
she
night.
She was on fire, yes.
I don't care how she was walking. She was a 10 that night.
All right, you guys are giving her a 4 on her runway walk. By the way, we are going to get into microphone lady in a moment because
That's
that was
so good.
Amazing. Bronwyn, how did your husband feel about you making out with Tamra last week?
He was fine with it.
He was, yeah, right. I'm sure you actually loved it, I'm sure.
It was interesting, but it was fine. She was just having fun.
Yes. All right. Your questions for Bronwyn and Gary are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what 3 things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Bronwyn has not been hanging out with the OC ladies long, but she's made a big impression. And she made out with Tamra, as I said. And here's what, since this is her first visit to the clubhouse, we montage some of our favorite moments, proving she's Bronwyn win it to win it. Watch.
Mom. Mom. Try to get over to
do you want bubble or food?
I knew I wanted to have a lot of kids. Moderation's not my thing.
Hi. How was your day, dear?
Gonna get better.
You're just gonna.
Yeah, I have no shame.
No.
I'm normal.
Maybe a threesome every now and then.
If you could invite.
Tamra. The answer's Tamra. Okay, stop.
You find me so hot.
All right. Anything, you are an open book, which is one of the things that makes you a good housewife. Is there anything that you have admitted that you've regretted or wish you could take back?
No.
No.
You know, at first I did, and then the people that talked to me afterwards and DM'd me really made me feel better about it because
good.
I was like, at first I'm like, I can't believe I did this.
They made you feel better.
They did.
I know. Well, guess what? Don't take too much stock because they're gonna make you feel worse.
I had like a lot of teenagers come to me and say, I wish I was that open with my parents, or you know, he made it easier for me to come out to my family or whatever.
What does Dr. Deb think?
I mean, come on, my mom goes to Burning Man.
Yeah,
having a threesome like. That's like baby steps.
All right. Second, tonight on OC, Bronwyn was excited to support her daughter's runway debut in OC Fashion Week. But the real excitement happened before the show. Take a look.
Do not touch me.
Excuse you.
I'm going to the bathroom.
And then she came after me.
Did she apologize?
No.
You don't want to do this right now.
Sweetheart,
we have kids at the same school.
I don't have the psychic skills to know in advance.
I hear you.
You're really telling me.
You're working. Be professional.
I am working, and I will be.
Get on my face.
Kelly. Anti-bully. Anti-bully.
Oh my God.
I had no idea this woman was going to go off the rails. There's lines, and you just crossed one.
All right, go to WWHL.TV. Here's a good poll. If this was Kathy, the Mike Lady's Real Housewives audition, would you hire her? Yes or no? Gary Jannetty, you are a Housewives historian.
Would I hire her if that was her audition? She'd get a call back.
She'd get a call back.
Definitely.
Okay,
I'm like, what
good.
Was that? I need to see her again.
Okay, looks like the audience is saying no on that. Now, this is someone that you know from around Orange County?
Well, our kids go to the same school. So
okay.
I had met her briefly. I invited her to dinner with a mom's group. And she seemed kind of normal, so.
Is OC Fashion Week usually this dramatic?
I don't think any Fashion Week is usually that dramatic.
I
thought she was actually kidding. I thought she was like overplaying for the show. And so I'm like, hey, you don't have to do that. And I'm like, oh no. Oh no, you're like crazy.
Okay, well here's
that
incident may seem unprecedented, it actually reminds me of another fight that rocked the OC fashion world. This was the brawl that broke out during a photo shoot to promote a drink called Aqua Air Angels back in Orange County season 2. Here's what happened.
Some of you don't know Michelle, and some of you do know Michelle, but
hi, guys.
Michelle is our backup.
Taylor and Michelle don't get along, so we'll see how that ends up going.
How do you know Lou?
He just asked me to come at the last second.
How do you know him?
Work.
No.
God, my rice is yellow.
Taylor, stop it! F***ing hit me, I'm gonna just
Hey. I'm not quite sure what it kind of, the specific details are, but I'm pretty sure it's over a guy.
Okay, I thought we might find out what the Pacific details were. That's why we showed the clip again. Finally, Gary is a master of writing snarky captions that channel what Prince George may be thinking on the spot. Here are a couple. The first one is Lisa Rinna copied my effing hair. Here's another one. Where the F is Rinna? Yes, we're all wondering
that. Yeah, he's a pride.
Yeah, so here's what. It's time to put you on the spot. I'm going to show you screen grabs of the Real Housewives. Tell us what they're thinking in a round of word to the wife. Okay, what is Kelly Bensimone thinking here?
Ramona farted.
Okay. This is the infamous Sheree and Kim wig shift.
High wig.
High wig.
Free buy wig.
Yes. Okay. What about here? What is happening here? That's Sonia and Ramona freaking out during the boat ride from hell.
American Horror Story Cartagena.
Yes.
Okay. That was Cartagena, yeah?
Yes, it was. What about this forever iconic table flip?
God. What do you mean I got a weird hairline?
Okay. What about the leg toss?
Who's got the leg up now, ladies?
I like it. What about Vicky full of rage at an 80s party?
I'm getting that orange back, bitches.
Thank you very much, Gary Jannetty. Let's go to the phone. Sarah from Atlanta, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Gary.
Okay.
I want to know, what did you honestly think of Rachel Zoe when Brad was working for her?
I didn't spend much time with her. I didn't really know her. I wasn't involved in that show at all. So it was fine.
Okay, let's go to Melody from Dallas. Hey, Melody, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, my question is for Bronwyn.
Okay.
Even though Tamara denies, with all the sexual tension and making out between you and Tamara, have y'all hooked up?
No. I mean, we did on the show. We had just met. But honestly, Tamara has become one of my best friends on the show. I probably call her twice a day.
Oh.
She's the one I called before here. Do I wear my dress or do I wear comfortable clothes? So Tamara is honestly my best friend now. And
they always call Tamara.
Yeah, I mean,
I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, we're just
good
friends.
By the way, Jax Taylor tweeted. He said, yes, I love Gary Jannetty. Say hi, Andy.
Hi, Jax. I love Jax.
Do you know
him? I've never met him.
Okay. All right. Tonight on OC, we learn that Bronwyn's trigger is her family, and on next week's episode, we learn it's Gina's, too. Here's a sneak peek.
My daughter, is going for occupational therapy. I think her motor skills are a little behind.
You do public school, right?
Yeah, I can, front.
What?
I can.
What?
You're kind of a snob and, not the funniest way to me.
It's about that school. Was
me! I don't know. Yeah, it is me, because I don't appreciate it.
You kind of sound like an asshole.
Gina's being mean right now, and I'm not sure why she's attacking me like this.
They have...
I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do the crying.
See, it's not about you, Bronwyn!
All right. Always in costume. Dylan C. texted both of you, what's your opinion of Emily and Shane's marriage? And Emily saying he's sometimes a good husband.
I think Emily and Shane have an arrangement and that works for them. You know, they're good parents.
Do you think it's a co-parenting arrangement?
I think they're a great family. His family's amazing, and they both kind of get something. Every marriage is different, and we can't decide what works for them as opposed to what works for us.
She seems unhappy.
Gary, Samantha A. on the Walkabout on Facebook wants to know, what sparked your Prince George posts, and are you surprised at how much it's taken off? And do you have any sense that the royals see them?
You know, I don't know. I've heard from people that kind of like in the circle or like so-and-so has seen it, so I don't really know. And I just saw these pictures of Prince George when it was his first day of school, like I guess 2 years ago, and he seemed expressive, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna write a caption for that, and it took off from there.
Sammy McLean said, Bronwyn, have your kids watched the show? If yes, is it going to be awkward when their dad's next big birthday comes around and they know what your present for him is going to be?
My kids have watched the show, and we've actually had great conversations. It's really opened the lines of communication.
Wow.
And, you know, our family's different.
Yes.
And I'm okay with that.
Right. Dr. Deb is the matriarch of the family.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, there we go. Gary, Conrad H. wants to know which Family Guy storyline you're most proud of.
I did an episode where Brian and Stewie were locked in a bank vault for a half hour, and there was no music or cutaways or anything like that, and it was actually the one that I felt most proud of.
La 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 Lemons 1 on Twitter said, Bronwyn, I noticed recently that you and your mom, Dr. Deb, unfollowed each other. How is your relationship now?
Oh.
We're working through some stuff.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gary, Brett B. said, since you were a writer on Will and Grace, with its gay fever dream of guest stars, Cher, Madonna, Britney, J-Lo, who was the biggest diva in a good way behind the scenes?
In a good way?
Yeah.
There were no good way.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't a good way. But the best guest and the loveliest guest was Demi Moore. When she was on the show.
All right.
Lovely. And the Kelly Ripa, who I adore, and
yes,
who obviously I know you adore, and who said the most generous shout out to my book on her show, which, thank you, Kelly.
Right.
She also, we did a joke about her show when it was Hope and Faith. You know, Jack said, I love Hope and Faith, Faith and Hope, Hope and Faith, that he was watching the show.
Yeah.
And she sent the writers like this enormous, extraordinary gift basket. The next day, it's like, thanks for, you know, talking about the show. And that was amazing. So Kelly not being on the show and Demi Moore being on the show.
I love it. Very good. All right, it's game time, guys. Since Gary's such a fan of royal offspring and Bronwyn reigns over seven kids, I thought I'd put your child knowledge to the test. It's time to play Who Has More Kids? I'm going to present you pairs of celebrities. Guess who has more children?
Okay.
Okay, who has more kids, Angelina Jolie or Charlie Sheen?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina.
Yes, she has six, he has five.
Oh, close.
Who has more kids, Kim Zolciak or Kevin Costner?
Kim Zolciak.
Kim Zolciak.
Kevin Costner, seven.
Oh,
who has more kids, Kris Jenner or Jim Gaffigan?
Kris Jenner.
Jim Gaffigan?
It's Kris Jenner. Who has more kids, Goldie Hawn or Sarah Palin?
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. Who has more kids, Ginuwine or Kate Gosselin?
Kate Gosselin.
Ginuwine.
It is Ginuwine. Oh. You know, and by the way, I happen to have seen Ginuwine's dick pic. If you see it, you'll understand why. Oh. Who has more kids, Diddy or Jude Law?
Oh, I feel like Jude Law has a lot of kids, weirdly.
I'm gonna go with Diddy.
It is Diddy. Oh. Who has more kids, Billy Ray Cyrus or Donny Osmond? God, I love this game.
Donny Osmond.
It's gotta be Donny Osmond.
It is Billy Ray.
Oh.
Who has more kids, Demi Moore or Sting? We know she's nice on Will and Grace, but does she have more kids?
I'm gonna go with Sting.
I'm gonna go with Sting, too.
Yes, you're right. Who has more kids, Brooke Shields or Tori Spelling?
Definitely Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling.
Of course, you're right, and Bronwyn wins the game with 7 points, as a matter of fact. By the way, this is so cool because Bronwyn DM'd you and wanted you to send her your book so that she could read it before she came
on the show. And then we were DMing about the book.
How cool.
I was like, I got the right housewife.
Yeah, honestly.
I know how to read.
You loved it. You loved it as much as me, right?
I did. I mean, it's funny and it's a comedy, but there's actually some like lines in there where you're like, oh my God, that resonates with me.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Bronwyn.
By the way, what was your reaction when you saw Vicky call you boring when?
I mean, come on. Like, I'm not boring.
Okay. it seemed also a little jealous.
There's a lot of things you can call me.
It seemed a little reachy.
Yeah.
You, by the way, two programming notes. A week from tonight, we've got Kelly Dodd and Brandi Glanville.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
second
job.
Second of all, you do not want to miss our interview with Teresa and Joe Giudice, which airs Sunday night. I did the interview today, and it was next level, you guys. Really good. Gary, what is your, what would Prince George's housewife tagline be?
Oh.
In the game of life, I was dealt a royal flush.
Oh! That's good, right?
That's good.
So
it's a little
good.
Rinna-esque, too. Wasn't she in the game of life? Something?
Yes.
Yeah. I love In the Game of
it's
Life.
It's Rinna Take All.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Game
oh, yeah. It's Rinna.
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect, by
yes.
the way. That's
yeah, no,
perfect.
That was a great time.
Yeah, yeah. Use that forever, by the
yes,
way, Lisa.
Absolutely. Okay, it is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the news that Harry Styles keeps all of his important outfits in a refrigerated vault in a secret London location with 24-hour security. You know, that is so funny that he does that with his clothes. I do the same thing with all of my exes. Just kidding. Or am I? You'll never know. I don't know. Tonight's Jackal goes to the homophobic and bigoted temper tantrum that a county commissioner in Tennessee, his name is Warren Hurst, had last night. For someone who clearly wants you to know that he won't go near a penis, this guy's acting like a total dick. I am, you know what, sir? I am so sorry that you're mad that we have a presidential candidate who's out and proud, but after seeing this clip, I sure hope the people in your district force you to come out of office. Bye, Felicia. I want to thank Bronwyn, Gary, and Tyler for being here. All right, we're back with Gary and Bronwyn and Tyler. All right, let's go to Joy from Idaho. Hey, Joy, what's your question? Sorry for my stammer.
Hi, Andrew. I love you. I adore you. Respect you.
You know I always love you, Joy.
Many blessings to all y'all and gentlemen. You make me laugh.
Thank you.
My question is for Bronwyn. Who do you think is the biggest prude on your show?
I mean, I think Emily is. Come on. She's, you know, just has
really? She did that sexy dance for her father-in-law?
Okay. Yeah. That was creepy. But, no, I mean, you know, she's the one that says, I'm only going to have one glass. And, you know, we hang out on the show. We're a cast, but we're also friends. And we always go out afterwards. And there's usually one person that doesn't join us.
Mm. And it's her.
Yeah. But. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Zach from Austin. Hey, Zach, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Gary.
Okay.
I wanted to know, since he's so close with Lisa Rinna, which Beverly Hills housewife does she complain about to you the most?
She doesn't complain about any of them to me. She's, yeah, Lisa's fabulous. She's really a lovely, warm, wonderful person.
Let's go to Kelly from North Carolina. Hey, Kelly, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Bronwyn, and I wanted to know, after watching the footage from the fashion show, does she think her mom overreacted, and did she ever get an apology from the Lady Kathy?
I don't think my mom overreacted. I mean, she was grabbed, and that woman was very, very clearly unhinged, and no, we never got an apology. We got a lawsuit, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
gee.
Let's go to Mike from Boston. Hey, Mike, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. This is a question for Gary. I wanted to know what has been his favorite episode that he's wrote for Will and Grace so far. And is there any truth to the rumor between the feud between Megan and Deborah Messing?
What was the first part, Mike? My
favorite episode you've written for Will and Grace.
Oh, it was the first episode that I wrote from it. It was Will and Grace. It was a Halloween episode. They go to a pumpkin patch. Harry Connick Jr. was in it. It's charming. Watch it. And I don't know anything about what's going on the show now.
Okay, let's go to Bill from Iowa. Last call of the night. Hey, Bill.
Hi. Andy, for one, you are a stud. But my Bronwyn, I'm such a fan of you this season. My question is, did you watch the show before you were on? And if so, who are you most surprised that you get along with?
I've watched every episode of the show. I watched every single one. I had a good family friend that was on the first season, Gina Kehoe. So I think,
honestly...
You
have a connection to Tammy Knickerbocker, too?
Yeah. They were good friends. My grandparents grew up in Kodo in the 90s, so I've known a lot of those women for a long time.
Wow.
Honestly, Tamra, because a lot of the press she gets isn't always that great, and she's really the kindest, warmest person that I've met. And she really has been a mentor and, like, a big sister, and just... She, no matter what she's doing, when I call her, she picks up the phone.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What's been the most surprising thing for you to be on Million Dollar Listing?
The fact that they chose me, to be honest. I mean, I've lived an underdog life my entire life, and so the fact that I'm even on it, I feel like the luckiest guy. I feel very lucky to be here.
How long have you been a realtor?
I've been doing it since 2006, but then I stopped in, like, 2011 to start and build my company.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been back to being a real estate agent only for, like, 2 years.
How are you feeling about the luxury market in Manhattan right now?
I mean, the same way everybody is feeling. Yeah. Hopeful for a sale, but not that confident.
Wow. You know, all right. Like, I want to thank Bronwyn, Gary, and Tyler for more. Click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.